prepare yourself, for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show on News Radio 590 KLPJ. Call Alex now at 836-0590, pound 590 for those on a wireless, and toll free at 1-877-590-KLPJ. Now, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, listening here in Central Texas and all over the country. We're coming to you live from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, to be exact. I'm excited today. We're testing out the syndication. We're already going nationwide and worldwide up on the big ABC Star Guide satellite. In the next few weeks, we will officially be syndicating this broadcast across the country. Already have a long list of AM/FM affiliates that are wishing to pick it up. We're very thankful for that. It is October 1st, 2006, on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, at least here in Central Texas. It is a picturesque, delicious day, and we thank you for joining us. Let me give you a rundown of what's coming up, other than your phone calls, which we always invite, toll-free at 877-590-KLBJ, or toll-free locally, of course, 836-0590, or pound 590. It's free call for singular wireless customers. I told one of my writers that we were collaborating Friday, writing a story. I said, why don't we give it the headline, The Day America Died and Dictatorship Was Born? And that is similar to the headline that we did come up with. Torture bill states non-allegiance to Bush is terrorism. Legislation tolls the bell for the day America died, the birth of the dictatorship. And I'm not embellishing, we're not exaggerating when we say that. I'm not saying that the United States cannot be resurrected. But this officially overturned the entire first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights, officially. At the very same time, they passed a law, now going to Bush's desk on Monday, that totally ends the Fourth Amendment and says unlimited total spying on the American people. And I've actually read both the bills, and I was pleasantly pleased to notice that the New York Times, the L.A. Times, the Associated Press, Reuters, the BBC, the Times of London, the Tokyo Times, all did a true analysis of this. In the past, with Patriot Act 1 or 2, it would take them 6 months, a year to even get half of it right. This time they got it right, and they're saying the end of the country. And this is the end. The United States is the United States because we have something nobody else had, a Bill of Rights and Constitution. It is now officially gone. And there's a big hoax going on from the White House telling everyone that this only affects foreigners. That is a lie. We will cover the mainstream news, which is accurately reporting this is for U.S. citizens. And then I'll actually read the subsections of the bill. I think it's important that this not become partisan. The Democrats voted for this as well. 100-1 in the Senate. 100% voted for this, showing you again the bizarre Orwellian nature of this. This is horrifying, but they know when Hillary's in or Governor Warner of Virginia, that's probably who you're going to have, that they'll have all that power. So it's the power, it's the establishment against the people. So we may be able to resuscitate. People die all the time, and they're able to get the paddles out if they move quick enough and get that heart started again, kickstart the heart. But if they don't kickstart it here very quickly, the country will officially be dead, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll be going over this in great detail, both those pieces of legislation that passed the House and Senate through conference Friday and were officially passed 100-0 in the Senate. And it was also a large majority that voted for it, both Republican and Democrat, in the House. So we'll end all the rumors and disinformation that the media has been putting out about this, and we'll give you the actual facts. Though a lot of the media now is reporting the truth days after it passed, they've now had a chance to read it. That's another problem. The final version of the bill was done on Wednesday. It was passed on Friday, so the media hadn't read the 80-page bill. But we have now, my friends. So that's coming up. Also, I wouldn't normally talk about a sex scandal. I didn't talk about JonBenet Ramsey. I didn't talk about O.J. Simpson. I didn't talk about the poor girl in Aruba. I see these as distractions. But this story with Representative Mark Foley, the Republican, is not a diversion, is not a distraction. If you really look at it closely, the way the media and the Republicans and Democrats are using it is just a bunch of mudslinging and is a diversion. But if you know about and if you have a memory and if you've studied this, you learn that basically the Republican Party predominantly in Congress at the federal level is a homosexual cult. And, folks, I have mainstream news here reporting on this, even Vanity Fair and several other big magazines, what, last year had this big headline, Gay Republicans, and it talked about how, why is it that so many of them get caught? They get caught in bathrooms together. They get caught in bathhouses together. They're constantly caught raping children. And I have a giant list of them here. I'm going to be writing a big article about this late tonight when I finally get some time for tomorrow. I know several of my writers, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, as well as Ryan Slickhuysen, I also charged them Friday with writing a big report on this. But we will go over it for you. Of course, Mr. Foley also co-chaired the House Caucus on Missing and Exploited Children. As I've warned you, we're not saying police officers are all pedophiles. We're not saying truancy officers are all pedophiles. We're not saying that school teachers are all pedophiles. But statistically, conservatively, statistically, because you can find statistics to show it's worse, but conservatively, five times more likely. Because smart pedophiles, again, like to join these groups, these organizations where they have contact with children. And the media is trying to build this as a sex scandal. No, this is a pervert scandal, ladies and gentlemen. It's now come out, of course, Dennis Hastert and others knew that Foley was going after pages as young as 14. They knew all about the emails. They knew about it almost a year ago, and they kept it quiet. And the Democratic challenger back on Thursday went public and said, I demand that there be some major investigations on this. And the Washington Post called him a conspiracy theorist, and the Speaker of the House, Hastert of Illinois, came out and said, how dare you? No one's heard of this. This is all just political. And now we have these disgusting emails that I will not read on air. And, of course, you've got this fake Christian, this fake conservative. I mean, if they're not on cocaine and heroin and over-the-counter or prescription drugs, they're in the bathhouses, they're at the porno parlors. Folks, I have in front of me a list of over 100 Republicans caught, ladies and gentlemen. Gay sex scandal, Rock Spokane. Mayor denies he abused boys in 70s or misused his office. I mean, just Republican sex scandals. And it just goes on and on and on. I have 10 pages of it where each scandal is just one little two-line entry. 10 pages of it here in front of me. Oh, I always like this New York Post article. Top gay porn star serviced Republican moguls at Bohemian Grove. And I like the AP report and the People magazine report I had back from the 80s about the big buses busing in all of the top gay prostitutes for the Christian conservative Republican leaders. Of course, I snuck into Bohemian Grove, my friends, back in 2000. First and only person to ever do that. Made a film about it, and it's aired all over national Japanese, British, German TV, and now on national U.S. television. Last time I checked, 25 times. It's the most aired program in Trio Network history because they got such a response from it. And, yeah, that's basically all I saw for the 5 hours I was in there, and I had old men hitting on me the entire time. And listen, that's their lifestyle. That's their business. The point is they want to run around grandstanding. I mean, that's one thing if it's, you know, well, I guess it is illegal, though, to have the gay porn stars there and have them servicing them. But I guess it isn't really their business. But the point is these are guys that all vote for laws to imprison American citizens if they're caught with prostitutes, and they're heading up the exploited children networks, which is our business, and then are busy trying to exploit children. So after we get back from break, we will get into the incredible draconian legislation that passed, two pieces of it Friday, going to the president's desk next week. We will get into more details with Representative Mark Pervert Foley. He's admitted to all of his perverted activities. And then the new laughing 9/11 video, the 9/11 bomber videos, totally fake. We'll prove it. Al Gore's out shilling, lying about global warming. It's really global tax. It's all coming up from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. And I see the phone lines are loading up as well. We'll take your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every Sunday, right here from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, I'm Alex Jones. I know we've already got Anton, Greg, Mark, and many others who are patiently holding, and I'm going to get to you here in just a few minutes. But before this hour elapses, I am going to detail for you, the incredible legislation. I've never seen anything like this in all my years studying legislation, in all my years covering what happens on Capitol Hill, what the Congress does, what the president pushes, the legislation he brings to them. This is unbelievable. This overturns the Bill of Rights wholesale. Now, again, the Supreme Court 100 and something years ago said black people weren't human beings. What was that, almost 180 years ago? and the Supreme Court has ruled that black people were slaves. It doesn't mean we have to follow it. Congress has passed laws saying that Indians didn't have any rights. We now know those laws were really null and void. And the same Congress passed laws saying that blacks couldn't drink out of water fountains, that whites could. And so I tell Bush and the rest of the criminals up there in D.C., we're not going to follow this, and our Bill of Rights and our Constitution is still in effect, even if you despots try to remove it. Let me just read to you what the law professor Bruce Ackerman stated in the L.A. Times. Quote, "The compromise legislation authorizes the president to seize American citizens as enemy combatants, even if they have never left the United States, and once thrown into military prison, they cannot expect a trial by their peers or any other of the normal protections of the Bill of Rights." Well, that's putting it lightly. What did the Associated Press report? The subsection of the definition of unlawful enemy combatant means that if the Pentagon says you're an unlawful enemy combatant using whatever criteria they wish, then as far as Congress and the U.S. law is concerned, you are one, whether or not you have any connection to hostilities at all. Actually, Friday I read the bill. I read it again yesterday. I read a lot of it Thursday night as it was set to pass, and we finally got the final version of it. And I found something far worse in it. We'll tell you about that after this next break that's coming up. We'll read the actual subsection, which states that any non-allegiance to what Bush says, you will be secretly arrested, secretly tried, and can be secretly executed. And we will give you the actual subsection. Then they lie on TV and radio and say this doesn't affect U.S. citizens. Well, it's when they arrest you, you're stripped of U.S. citizenship. Just by order of the president or any of his designates or any of the Secretary of Defense's designates. And then we'll also get into the Foley scandal, the pervert scandal in Congress. We'll get into this new video right on time for the election of supposed Muhammad Atta up there laughing. But, oh, there's no audio of it on the tape. Next we'll see another fat Bin Laden tape, another fake Bin Laden tape. I want to go over why this is fake and why we know it's fake. And then Al Gore is out shilling for a global tax. And you're like, wait a minute. I heard Al Gore was out shilling Mr. Jones to save us from global warming. Folks, when you hear global warming, it means global tax. I agree with Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma. This is a giant hoax, and Al Gore is nothing but a globalist minion, an errand boy trying to scam you into a global tax. And by the way, he's out saying tax cigarettes globally because they're causing global warming. And I don't like cigarettes, folks. They're deadly. They're bad, but that's people's right, and to say that they're causing global warming, just like they claim the flatulence of cows is causing it. Again, it's all based on junk science. We'll go over it. Now, we have a rule here on air, and some new liners are coming in next week that say, if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. It looks like Mark could be somebody who disagrees. Does he disagree? Because it doesn't say on, well, it doesn't say on my screen, but the question, it says questions about your reporting. So, well, people need to tell us if they disagree, because unlike other talk show hosts who are afraid, we put you to the head of the line. Plus, it makes for better radio. Then we'll get to Antone about sexual scandals on the Hill. That's the Capitol, and Greg in New Jersey on a bunch of other issues. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Mark in North Austin. You're on News Radio 590 KLBJ. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, bro, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling on behalf of somebody that really, you know, wouldn't have the guts to call you. I've been listening to you for years, and, I mean, I don't disagree with you, but, you know, it seems like the more I try to spread the truth, I keep getting the same, well, he's just picking half-truths and, you know, all this stuff is, I mean, you could turn it any way you want to, you know, just nitpick the story and turn it to your advantage, and I'm like, well, you know, the story is the story, you know. Laws are being passed to basically subvert our rights.
Well, this is what frustrates me. When I say that U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, states that for experimental reasons, our government can kill us with chemical, biological, or radiological pathogens or chemicals or substances, I'm not making that up. It's there. When I say, when I get up on air and I say that H.R. 6166 in the House and the Senate version was H.R. 6054 states that it's U.S. citizens, you know, I said that Friday morning. And it wasn't until Friday night, Saturday, that the mainstream news finally read it and said, yeah, it affects U.S. citizens. Days before that, they were saying it didn't. Last weekend, I was on air with the previous version saying it affected U.S. citizens, last Sunday. So I don't make any of this up, brother. Believe me, I wish it wasn't true. I mean, I've got, like, guard... I've got guard dogs at my house, and my wife, you know, is afraid when I'm not there at night of the New World Order. We take this serious. We believe what we're saying. And, you know, I'm freaked out about where this country's going. And just tell your friends who are doubting me, hey, it's good to doubt. But if they doubt me, they better doubt the mainstream media. Because believe...
And I tell them to go check it out for themselves. But, you know, you've said this before. They're willingly ignorant.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Willfully ignorant, I should say.
How long have you been listening?
I've been listening to you for probably close to about 10 years.
How long have I talked about the Republican leadership being a homosexual cult?
Homosexual cult.
Well, I mean, I've been talking about the scandals. They're endless. Usually they don't get attention, like
the
Foley thing.
Was when you started showing the cover-up in Oklahoma City, that kind of opened my eyes. And then after, after 9/11, I was like, well, I think Alex has gone off the deep end this time. But, as time goes on and evidence comes out, you've been right on target the whole time.
Well, sir, I appreciate your call, and I'm sorry you're having trouble with your friend. But let the dead bury the dead, dust the dust off your feet, as Christ said. Don't throw your pearls before swine. Just don't waste your time. If somebody wants to argue with you, that's fine. If they really want to debate, and they really want to see info, and they really want to find the truth, then spend your time arguing. But if they just go, no, I'm not going to check the facts. No, Northwoods doesn't exist. By the way, speak of the devil, here's a little clip from my interview with Jesse Ventura, the former governor, and, of course, the former Navy SEAL and professional wrestler, movie star, and all that. I had a sit-down interview with him earlier this week. It's up for free on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It's a 20-minute interview. But I'm going to air about 5 minutes of it in the next hour. But here's a short clip of what he talked about with me.
Well, I think the most interesting thing to talk about today is if people aren't aware that due to the Freedom of Information Act, in the early 60s, the Pentagon had an operation called Operation Northwoods, and it never came to reality, but it was on the table that our military would attack certain cities within the United States and make it look like Cuba did it to justify an invasion of Cuba.
Well, there you have about 30 seconds of my 20-minute interview that I got with Mr. Ventura. We'll play about 5 minutes of some of the highlights of it coming up in the next hour. But when we get back, we're going to go to Antone, Greg, and many others that are patiently holding. And we will then get into details on the two pieces of legislation that passed the House and Senate on Friday. Coming up on the other side, stay with us.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Going on nationwide from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ in Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining us today. The toll-free number to join us all over the nation is 877-590-KLBJ or 877-590-5525. Locally, 836-0590 or toll-free for singular wireless customers, #590. We'll get you up and on the air here in just a few minutes, so be patient. You heard right before the break a little clip of the former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, who told me that things have gotten so bad in the United States that he has actually moved to Baja, Mexico, and has basically given up. That's what he said at the end of the interview. But at the first of the interview, he talked about some of the reasons he has left. And you can go to PrisonPlanet.com if you'd like later and watch the entire 20-minute video taped interview. But we're going to play some of that audio later in the next hour. He said that our government could have been involved in 9/11 because he saw the staged Gulf of Tonkin now declassified to get us into Vietnam. He knows that the NORAD stood down 9/11, but the main reason was Operation Northwoods. Official, declassified, ABC News has reported on, as well as the Baltimore Sun. We have the document. An official U.S. government plan to hijack jets by remote control, just like 9/11, to bomb D.C., to carry out sniper attacks, to attack U.S. military bases, to kill U.S. citizens, and blame it on foreign enemies. We'll be playing part of that interview with Jesse Ventura. I'll talk about a few other key issues as well late in the second hour, so you'll want to stay with us for that. Right now, let me get to the top story today and really detail this for a few minutes, then we'll go to your calls. Bush given authority, my friends, that no president in U.S. history has ever had. Again, the United States is the United States because we have a Bill of Rights, a Constitution. We're all told this is for terrorists. This is to keep us safe from al-Qaeda. Well, even if you believe al-Qaeda isn't a construct of private defense contractors to attack the U.S. and other targets for a global war economy so they can have huge profits, even if you believe the official fraud that, you know, 19 guys from a cave made NORAD stand down and, you know, did all of this, even if you believe that fraud, you need to go read the bill because this has nothing to do with terrorism. Just like Bush promised that Patriot Act 1 and 2 didn't affect U.S. citizens. Now just type into Google, Patriot Act being used in non-terror-related cases. Thousands nationwide. States are using it. Counties, cities. No due process. They're saying, well, we can use this. Well, yes, Section 802 says any crime is an act of terrorism. Any misdemeanor, any attempted misdemeanor is an act of terrorism in Section 802 of H.R. 3162. Well, now they've gotten a lot further down the path towards total tyranny. Even Hitler, even Stalin didn't put stuff like this on paper. They just did it. Oh, they had all these constitutions with all these flowery terms, but no one in modern history, no dictator has ever put it down on paper. And I want to get your response out there. I want to hear what you think about this legislation. Now, so there's no confusion. And this is easy. Just type it into a search engine. H.R. 6166. That's the House. House Resolution 6166. Okay? Now, the one I've marked, the one I focused on, it's identical, is the past H.R. 6054 out of the Senate. That's when we got first Thursday night. And I challenge you to go to PrisonPlanet.com and read the articles, the three articles we've written about this, myself and Paul Watson in collaboration, and to read. We list the subsection, then we list what it says, and we have a link to the bill. Okay, the mainstream media doesn't do that, okay? They just tell you what a bill says. And to their credit, they're being a little more honest about this, saying it's the end of posse comitatus, it's the end of habeas corpus, it's the end of the Bill of Rights, okay? That they are saying that, okay? The New York Times is finally getting off their hind end and saying this is the end of the U.S. You can go read all those articles on my site. But I want you to go read this for yourself. Now, remember what Yale law professor Bruce Ackerman said in the L.A. Times. The compromise legislation authorizes the president to seize American citizens as enemy combatants, even if they have never left the United States. And once thrown into military prisons, they cannot expect a trial by their peers or any other of the normal protections of the Bill of Rights. And it goes on. Okay? Now, when you actually read the bill, starting with Section 950J, it says that federal courts are not allowed to judge this or look at this. Now, how outrageous is that? The president is declaring power over the courts and is ordering them by law not to question his new military tribunals over U.S. citizens. And simultaneously, I know you've all heard about Gonzalez coming out Friday and saying, courts, you do not question this. The courts are there to watch the legislative and executive branch. The president is announcing dictator powers here. This is bone chilling. But there it is, actually in the bill itself, right out in the open for everyone to see. Now, and again, if you go to our articles, it's just full of hyperlinks to all these other articles. Every claim we make is documented with a link. That's something no one else we've seen does. We do that, okay? Because truth is stranger than fiction. We know it's hard to believe. But then it gets really scary when you get into subsection 4B, 26 of section 950V of H.R. 6166, crimes triable by military commissions includes the following definition. Any person subject to this subchapter who, in breach of an allegiance or duty to the United States, knowingly and intentionally aids an enemy of the United States, or who aids co-belligerence of the enemy, shall be punished as a military commission under this chapter may direct, including death. Now, did you hear that? Now, this is a section that the lawyers have looked at, and there's actually four of them in there, but this is the one the media picked up on. It's saying if you don't have allegiance to the government, and it lists that in the sub-definitions as the executive branch and the president or his designates, you can be secretly arrested, secretly tried by a kangaroo court where there's double jeopardy. Even if the tribunal finds you not guilty, they can still hold you. They can use evidence from torture, but they now redefine it as pressure. I mean, this is so Orwellian. This is so off the charts. I mean, I'm challenging you to not just say, oh, that's Alex saying that. I challenge you to go read this subsection. We've made it easy. We've got all the subsections here within links to the Library of Congress. We don't expect you to believe this even off our own site. We make the claim. We have a link to the subsection. Now, you go look at this is what Hitler and Stalin did, but they didn't put it on in writing. I mean, literally, folks, this has got me and my wife talking about leaving the country. And nothing ever has. I mean, we're openly saying, my gosh, are we going to end up being like the Jews who didn't get out of Germany and laughed at their cousins who did leave? I mean, folks, we're actually, I've sworn I would never abandon ship, but I may get my family out of here. I mean, if somebody doesn't put the brakes on this, if somebody doesn't say no to this, if people don't start waking up, this is America! They just flushed the Bill of Rights down the toilet! Oh, my gosh. And it says in here, if you aid someone who aids a terrorist, even unknowingly, you can be secretly arrested. It says if you destroy anyone's property, any U.S. government property, you're a terrorist. It lists just everything in here. This is the Alien and Sedition Act. The New York Times went and looked at this. It was a law passed end of World War I that said if you criticize the government, you could be arrested and thrown in prison until the end of the war. Well, this is even worse than that, okay? This is unbelievable. And then, as if that isn't bad enough, they passed another bill saying Friday, and the AP reported, wiretap bill sets up the end of the Fourth Amendment. The House approved a bill Thursday that would grant legal status to President Bush's warrantless wiretapping program. You hear that? Bush's warrantless wiretapping program, which is over the entire United States. Folks, this is the end of our country. What do you think about this? 877-590-KLBJ, locally 836-0590. We're going to break. We're going to come back and go straight to your calls on this subject. And then later we'll get into this congressman, this Republican congressman pervert. Type in Republican sex scandal into Google, and you will get hundreds of mainstream reports of governors and two of the deputy heads of Homeland Security in the last 6 months grabbing children, going after children. I mean, it's just all over the news. I can't believe these people are so criminal. But what do you expect? If they're going to butcher America and the Bill of Rights and use terrorism as a pretext, of course they're going to be a bunch of sickos. And every time they're involved in some children's charity or to protect children, it's unbelievable. I mean, who can believe what this Foley guy's doing? He's admitted to it. It gets much worse than that. So when we get back on the other side of this quick break, we will get into all of it right here on News Radio 590 KLBJ, which, again, is syndicated right now. We're doing the big test on the satellites today. Next week, the final big test. We're going to tell all the stations about it, and we'll be syndicated all over the country within 2 weeks. I am excited, and Trey is riding shotgun in there with me right now. We may be on the deck of the Titanic here in the U.S., but we're not going down without a fight. We're defending this republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. We'll also get into the new 9/11 tape of supposedly Muhammad Atta being released and Al Gore's fraud about global warming. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them.
terror storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Give Alex a piece of your mind at 836-0590, #590 for those on a wireless, and toll free at 1-877-590-KLBJ.
All right, we're going to go to your calls. One of the callers, name I guess is 666, he wants to say, hey, the name of the new bill butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution that just passed Friday, Bush is going to sign next week, is 666. It is 6616, not technically 666. We'll talk to Antone, Greg, Angel, Steppenwolf. We got calls from Utah, Brooklyn, New Jersey, Hawaii. What's going on here? This is like out of control. But before we get to your calls, I was listening to a promo. I don't want to change subjects, but I was listening to a promo for one of the local KLBJ shows about down in Houston how they pledge allegiance to the Mexican flag on Mexican Independence Day, and everybody's discovered this and is freaking out. Hey, folks, El Cenizo for 10 years flies the Mexican flag in South Texas. The courthouse flies the Mexican flag. English is not allowed in court proceedings. That was in the San Antonio Express News 8-9 years ago when I first learned of it, okay? It gets a lot worse than that. And then on top of it, my friends, it just came out that they had their North American Union meeting secretly 2 weeks ago in Canada, and at the meeting they were openly talking about giving the Southwest to Mexico. Okay, that's because the global corporations love the thugs that run Mexico. They have triple the resources we have. They have more billionaires than the U.S. even has. Their people are total slaves, and the elite loves that model, just like they love the communist Chinese model. Okay, that's why the elite loves China, because they oppress their people. And they're going to use that third world population to break down this country. They're going to bring them in here to vote for gun control and open borders and the end of this country. You know, Bush talks about arresting anybody who doesn't have an allegiance to his government, any American citizen. Well, let's arrest people in this government who are pushing for the North American Union. You're the traitors, and you will be exposed. All right, I promise to go to your calls, and we will do that now. I wonder who's been holding the longest here. I think it's Greg in New Jersey. Greg, you're on News Radio 590 KLBJ. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I want to thank you so much for awakening me. I'll tell you that. I've always been a little suspicious of things ever since, you know, I learned about the JFK conspiracy when I was a kid. But make a long story short, you don't have to be a political scientist or a legislator to go through H.R. 6166. There is no language in this bill that excludes someone from being defined as an enemy combatant.
It clearly states four times that it's U.S. citizens.
Yes, and it says any person. Look at and listen, folks, when you get this bill, read through it, and you will see the two key terms are any person.
But see, we have to debate this now because the White House lied and said it didn't affect U.S. citizens, just like they claim Patriot Act didn't. But now all the lawyers have looked at it and say, yes, it does, and they've already arrested U.S. citizens. Bush has already been doing all this illegally. He had to get this passed because he committed war crimes, so now our Congress has legalized war crimes.
Well, I tell you what, I'm very, very concerned about this, but there is some light at the end of the tunnel because this bill does not nullify U.S. Code Title 18, Section 241, which basically says if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, or threaten or intimidate any inhabitant of the United States by intimidating them and blocking their constitutional rights from being fairly executed, they could be imprisoned.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They can pass laws, but... They can pass laws that are criminal, but it doesn't overturn all the really constitutional laws. Great to hear from you. I'm glad that you called us, sir. We got Ronnie, and he disagrees because the head of the line. Don't worry, we're going to get to Greg and Angel and Steppenwolf and Jay in Miami Beach and everybody else. I promise, we have a rule. People who disagree go to the head of the line. Ronnie's calling in from I-35. Go ahead, Ronnie. You're on KLBJ blasting out nationwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've been listening. You know, I served during Vietnam, but to espouse some kind of conspiracy about 9/11 and blowing up buildings and shooting down airplanes or blowing up airplanes, it makes me wonder what you've been smoking.
Sure, let me ask you a question, sir. You prefaced that without Vietnam. Does that mean nobody else's opinion matters unless you were in Vietnam?
Absolutely not.
That was a little that's what
absolutely not.
You guys always do that.
No, I do disagree with George Bush to an extent. I have people.
Let me ask you a question. No, you just called in saying I'm a nut, so I'm going to ask you a question right now. Are you claiming that Bill 6616 doesn't say what I just read and the subsections don't? Are you claiming there wasn't an official U.S. government plan to stage terror attacks in the U.S.? Are you saying I'm a liar?
I'm saying you're a liar and you're an idiot.
Okay, great. Hey, why don't you, I'm not a betting man, but I've done this with national talk show hosts and they call me a liar. I bet you $100,000. You put your name down, you announce it, we'll write it down. $100,000 right now that Operation Northwoods is an official U.S. government plan to do just what I just said. And you're going to lose $100,000. But you know what? Go ahead. Make the bet, buddy. Go ahead. Come down here and let's do it next week. You show up in the studio. Shut up. Put him on hold. We'll have a notary here, and we'll sign it. You're saying Operation Northwoods doesn't exist. Put him back on. Put the idiot back on. Go ahead. Now, sir, I'm going to let you finish up. You go ahead and talk.
Alex, the reason that Air America went bankrupt is because you guys have absolutely no concept of...
Sir, I'm not a liberal, and Air America has...
Yes, you are a liberal.
Yeah, there you go. You've got to stay in your... So Bush is good, though, with an amnesty plan and the North American Union and tripling. It was doubled. Now tripling the size of the BATF. But I bet he didn't do that either. I bet he didn't do that. And spending more money...
I don't care what he does.
And spending more money than all presidents before him combined. Go ahead.
I want my family protected. That's all I can tell you.
And they're going to protect you by leaving the border open, but taking your habeas corpus away. Do you even know what habeas corpus
buddy,
is?
Yeah, I do, buddy.
What is it? Tell me.
We just wait.
No, shut up. You tell me what it is, okay? Don't just shift it.
My corpus. Produce my corpus.
No, that's the Latin for it. What does it mean in law?
You have to produce written evidence, and you have to produce...
And it means that you get to go challenge your accusers, and it means you get to have a day in court publicly, not having a bag. That's right. And your president lied and said it wasn't for U.S. citizens. I'm going to ask you right now, and I'm surprised he even knows what habeas corpus is. He didn't know what it was. I'm going to ask you something right now. Do U.S. citizens deserve... But I bet you said it's a lie. I'm lying because I'm a liberal. When Bill Clinton was in, I was known as the evil, most evil right-wing person on earth. I haven't changed. You've changed, twit. Go ahead.
Alex, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Listen, I tell you what. Would you go have lunch with a guy named Jose Padilla, who's an enemy, who's a U.S. citizen, who's an enemy combatant,
mm-hmm.
who was talking about making a dirty bomb, to blow up and detonate.
Jose Padilla, as usual, as Apache, was registered as mentally retarded with an 80 IQ, mildly retarded, out of prison.
Right. And, you know,
he was just some idiot, I'll put him on hold again, some idiot who shot his mouth off. And later in the next hour, I'm going to show you how they have patsies and then how the rest are U.S. government agents. Go ahead.
You see, you know, go ahead and cut me off, but you can't. Jose Padilla trained.
No, you talk over me, so I'll put you on hold.
Pakistan, trained in Pakistan,
uh-huh.
Came back to do a dirty bomb, and you cannot deny that.
Okay? Actually, it's been proven that he had no materials, no control, no connection. It was all just some ex-con, mentally retarded person, as usual, just like the people in Miami, the black kids, the black Christians, given 50 and then another 10 grand to stand up and pledge allegiance to non-existent Al-Qaeda. The founder of the group was an FBI agent. They go out and find mental patients to do this, sir.
What about, was it a mental patient crossing the Canadian border in Niagara Falls with explosives to plant in
the needle?
Pardon me?
The needle.
Whatever. I mean,
you can't even get your stuff. Sir, that was staged as well. Let me just ask you a question. You actually believe Operation Northwoods doesn't exist, and you believe that this bill, 6616, doesn't say U.S. citizens?
I don't believe that.
Okay. I
tell you what I'll do, Alex. When I get home tonight, I'll pull that up and I'll Google it on my computer. If I'm wrong, I'll be back in touch with you next weekend.
Okay, but I'm asking you a question, sir. Do you think Operation Northwoods, do you think I would just get up here and lie?
Well, but you're lying about other things.
Oh, really? What is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you talk about Jose Padilla being mentally retarded, you totally ignore the fact we just passed a bill to build 700 miles of fence on the border. I live in Texas.
Yeah.
I travel
mm-hmm.
to Mexico.
Sure. Sir, I've talked to the former head of the Border Patrol Union. I've interviewed the men and women on the ground there. We have 2,000 less Border Patrol on the southern border than we had before 9/11. That 7,000-mile fence is a piecemeal joke. The 6,000 troops Bush claimed he would put down there, he only put 1,000. They're not even allowed to have weapons. Most of them are in support, so it's really only 200 at any one time down there on the border. He is going to legalize all the illegal aliens, so that won't even be needed down there. It's all a North American Union agreement. And unfortunately, I've got to let you go because we've got a break here in just a minute or so. I apologize to the callers because I want to get to all of them. When we come back, we'll go right back to your calls and get Angel and Steppenwolf and Jay and Nick and everybody on. You know, this caller believes Bush's plan is a real border plan. You have been totally smoke and mirrored scammed. Go talk to all the border activist groups, people that really know. Numbers USA, American Border Patrol, the Minutemen. I've been down to the borders. You don't know what you're talking about. I mean, come on. You're trying to say Bush is doing something on the border? He wants a blanket amnesty plan. He's getting rid of the border. We'll be right back, my friends, on the other side of news and information. And there's so many other issues. Jesse Ventura interviews coming up. That's right. Former governor will be on air. We'll be right back.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.